McSeven, so it's only a 7-speed bike. Luckman.
Well, yeah, but even a 7-speed racing bike's worth $20. He's still got a good buy.
Barris, nettled. Those colored people told me it was 10 speeds. It's a ripoff.
Everyone gathers to examine bike. They count the gears again and again.
Freck.
Oh, now I count 8. 6 in front, 2 in back. That makes 8.
Arctor, logically. But it should be 10. There are no 7 or 8 speed bikes. Not that I ever heard of. What do you suppose happened to the missing gears?
Barris. Those colored guys must have been working on it, taking it apart with improper tools and no technical knowledge, and when they reassembled it, they left 3 gears lying on the floor of their garage. They're probably still lying there.
Luckman.
Well, then we should go ask for the missing gears back.
Barris, pondering angrily. But that's where the ripoff is. They'll probably offer to sell them to me, not give them to me as they should. I wonder what else they've damaged.
Inspects entire bike.
Luckman.
If we all go together, they'll give them to us. You can bet on it, man. We'll all go, right?
Looks around for agreement.
Donna.
Are you positive there's only 7 gears?
Freck.
8.
Donna.
7, 8. Anyhow, I mean, before you go over there, ask somebody. I mean, it doesn't look to me like they've done anything to it, like taking it apart.
Before you go over there and lay heavy shit on them, find out. Can you dig it?
Arctor.
She's right.
Luckman.
Who should we ask? Who do we know that's an authority on racing bikes?
Freck.
Well, let's ask the first person we see. Yeah, let's wheel it out the door, and when some freak comes along, we'll ask him. That way, we'll get a disheartened viewpoint.
They collectively wheel bike out front, right off encounter young black man parking his car. They point to the 7, 8 gears questioningly and ask how many there are, although they can see, except for Charles Freck, that there are only 7. 5 at one end of the chain, 2 at the other. 5 and 2 add up to 7. They can ascertain it with their own eyes. What's going on?
Young black man, calmly.
What you have to do is multiply the number of gears in front by the number in the rear. It's not an adding, but a multiplying. Because you see, the chain leaps across from gear to gear, and in terms of gear ratios, you obtain 5.
He indicates the 5 gears.
Times 1 of the 2 in front.
He points to that.
Which gives you 1 times 5, which is 5. And then, when you shift with this lever on the handlebar,
he demonstrates,
the chain jumps to the other 1 of the 2 in front and interacts with the same 5 in the back all over again, which is an additional 5. The addition involved is 5 plus 5, which is 10. Do you see how that works? You see, gear ratios are always derived by...
They thank him and silently wheel the bike back inside the house. The young black man, whom they have never seen before, and who is no more than 17 and driving an incredibly beat-up old transportation-type car, goes on locking up, and they close the front door of the house and just stand there.